Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Do you remember what it was like when two alpha boys met in the schoolyard? I do, because I was about as far away from alpha as omega. But I paid attention to the show. So here comes Elon. He's big, and he's clumsy, and he's more than a little self-conscious. Elon covers his fears by lifting things that are heavy, like weights and cheerleaders, and by threatening smaller people. Now here comes Mark. He's odd-looking and smart and also more than a little self-conscious. Mark covers his fears by doing things that are frightening to the rest of us, like climbing power line towers. Right now, in the Capitol schoolyard in Washington, D.C., Elon and Mark are acting out an alpha boy confrontation. It's good stuff. I think they both realize how well it plays. I think there'll be more episodes to come. Elon is playing to the MAGA crowd, and Mark is playing to everyone else. Mark went to Ukraine a couple of times to offer support. Elon says Mark is a traitor for doing that. Mark says Putin is a KGB thug and should be treated accordingly. Elon would love to be invited to a formal reception for Vladimir at Mar-a-Lago. Mark would love to fly a combat mission over that Mar-a-Lago shindig, but you can't say that out loud. At the latest count, Elon has fathered 14 children. That puts him in the same league as rabbits and squirrels in the procreation all-stars. That's alpha, to be sure. Mark flew jet aircraft, held his critically wounded wife, and went into space 4 times. So we have Elon's alpha, and we have Mark's alpha. Now that I think about it, that's what really bothers Elon about Mark. You see, Elon owns a spaceship company, but has never taken a ride on one. Mark is a veteran rocket jockey. Hell, even Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson have been to space. Well, sorta. I wonder what irks Elon more. That 11, count him, 11 other billionaires have launched into space, or that Mark owns a timeshare on the space station. By singling out Mark, Elon is only reminding the rest of us that you can lead without bullying, that you can be bold but still generous, and that fidelity trumps philandering every day of the week. Alpha Mark rides rockets and still manages to control his libido. Alpha Elon, well, he can't seem to do either of those things. Elon is only 53 years old. He's probably going to be around for a long time. He'll probably do a lot more damage, wreck many more lives, before he tires of the game that he's playing. Alpha Elon also thinks that the future for human Earthlings is likely to be on the planet Mars. You see, when we ruin this world, our blue marble in space, we'll just move on to the next. The red marble is waiting. And that gives me hope. It is likely that most of the first human inhabitants of Mars will never return to the Earth. Just like the first European settlers in the New World, they will know the journey is forever. The first Martians will have permanent visas. They will be hailed as pioneers. They will occupy headlines for the world's entire attention span upwards of a week. Alpha Elon will be unable to resist the temptation to be aboard the most watched event in history. There will be 1 million people at the Texas launch site. There will be over 1 billion more listening and watching live. More viewers even than watched the last World Cup. Elon, sitting atop his SpaceX rocket ship, will think that they are showing up and tuning in to wish him good luck and bon voyage. Those of us who are watching will know otherwise. We'll be tuned in just to make sure that he's gone.